talking about also, if you're a proctologist. Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Say stop when you that's want like, me to.
That's like the adult. That's like the adult. Here's the here comes the airplane.
Woohoo!
Let's go. Calling it back to road trip. Did I say two fingers? I think I meant three.
That's it.
Still haven't seen it.
Damn.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max.
It's been 2 weeks, Brandon. There's no excuse now, right?
Okay, oh, how many?
Speaking yeah, of I'm 2 weeks, we Across the Spider-Verse, Greg, it's streaming free on Netflix, so you can catch up on that. You don't even have to go to the movies.
When? Now?
Across the Spider... Yeah, Across the Spider-Verse is on Netflix.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, my computer's being real whack. Like, I can't, like, Oh, it's just my Bluetooth is being dumb. Hold on 1 second. Am I going to lose anything? No. Okay.
You look as dreamy as ever. Well, thanks.
I'm exhausted, guys. I'm a real mess.
Look at Brandon. He looks like he's wearing the blankets that they put in the back of the U-Haul truck.
That's so good, dude. That's so good. All right, here we go.
I have nothing. That's too good.
That's the opener right there. I'm so tired. Look at Brandon.
Hi, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor. While most of him might be cold, his upper lip remains warm. He's our very own Skin Squatch. He's Brandon from the internet. Hi, Brandon. Welcome back from NASCAR.
Oh, thank you. It was, it was.
That's like the most refined response possible. Oh, thank you. You said like that, not okay, NASCAR yeah, at all. Yeah. That's awesome.
Sorry, I spent a little bit of time. I just spent 3 whole days in LA and I'm a little too cool for this podcast now.
Yeah, well, sorry. I mean.
I mean, why don't you go back there then?
Yeah, okay, well. Yeah. No. Anyway, then
it's literally
on the 5,
literally flooding the streets right now
with cool or just in with rain.
No, with just rain and water, and it was crazy,
apocalyptic waters.
Yeah,
and he's the only person to offer an alligator his skin to make cute little human skin alligator boots and Speedo. Hello to Siege.
What's up, boys?
Well, that's what they were doing with your neck skin.
Yes. Oh, when they cut off my head and removed my neck,
yeah.
They formed it into an alligator beanbag.
They'll have little tattoos of Raul Ruiz Diaz all over their little boots.
Yes.
There's like an alligator like this and his little like Speedo made out of skin. Like,
Siege skin Speedo.
Oops, it slipped out a little bit. Oops, one of those I'm just a silly alligator.
Oops. Just popped out.
You guys Sorry, ever put a couple digits in the cloaca? Because here we go.
It's Florida. We all have.
Yeah, if you can do us a favor and tell a friend, preferably one that's over 18, obviously, or write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege, you can find us at nerdtalkplus.com. yeah, so Brandon, you took an adventure to NASCAR. You guys were obviously in cahoots about this because I came in late to it and I was like, wait, what? Brandon's at NASCAR? Like, you guys were already well
Did
down
I
the...
say I said...
He literally said it on the pod.
No, I like, believe you. NASCAR. I just wasn't, like, I just... It just didn't process.
He wasn't listening.
Crack.
Yeah.
So you went to NASCAR, dude? Like, first of all, what?
Yeah. Yeah, no. So my dad is very
your
into
dad's
NASCAR.
Siege.
Like he is
nice.
Yeah, my dad's Siege. Not my friend.
Number.
He's don't call me your friend Siege. Call me your dad Siege.
Your dad Siege. You are daddy Siege.
Yeah.
No. No, dad is fine. Thank
you. Yeah. One time at the work, one of my old jobs I worked at, we were talking about the term that we really didn't like that people, one person in our office particularly, not our office, but a different office particularly used. She always said, actually, no, somebody in our office said this too, fur baby. Like, fur baby has always bothered me. when people say it, and I was
furry. I was like, who do I know that's a furry in the office? What's going on?
No, yeah.
You're like
fur baby, like talking about your pet. Like people be like, my fur baby, you know, my little fur baby. And I was
worse when you have your own babies, right? It's like now that you have your own children, you're like, please stop comparing a dog which you can just leave at home for 8 hours and leave.
And I told this person, I was like, wait, so does that make me a fur daddy? And as soon as I said those words in a corporate environment, I was like, I should get fired immediately.
You guys talk about
yourself. Can I just make a blanket statement right now?
Yeah.
That so far, all the furries that I've been in contact with in the last month have been completely unreliable. And, I mean, we've had some very special events coming up in the past couple of weeks with Gregor's birthday and Brandon's choke and poop anniversary.
Oh, my God.
And I was trying to get furry cameos for both of them. And not a single damn one of them came through, even for $5.
Okay. I feel like I'm worth more than $5 worth of furry, but also,
I mean,
like,
but I really wanted a furry.
I want to hang out with a furry, not for like weird furry sex things, but just to be like, what is this? I want to like understand the world.
I want to hang out with a furry for all of the above.
Fur daddy.
There we go. Guys, the other thing, the other thing about this NASCAR race that I went to,
There's nothing. You've said nothing about it. It's not the other thing. It's like you've given us nothing.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, no, okay, so my dad's super into NASCAR. My brother's super into NASCAR, so my dad thought it would be really fun to take all of our family to NASCAR. And
that is awesome.
So, yeah, so we all went down, and because of my dad and my brother, and, like, if I'm there on the weekend, you know, visiting, there's going to be NASCAR on Sunday because that's what they do. And so I know a bit about NASCAR,
America.
Not a ton. Like, I don't know any of the current drivers.
Tough.
But I know car go left and on big road. And, you know, I know enough about racing to know the difference between, you know, different tactics and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going into this pretty much blind, not having watched NASCAR or seen NASCAR in the better part of the last couple of years. And I show up, and the whole thing's so weird because it was supposed to happen on Sunday, but LA is getting these like insane storms right now, storm is going to come in. Oh, so it's an outdoor.
Is it like preseason?
It's an exhibition match. They do like a. It's inside
clash.
The LA Coliseum.
It's literally a warm up for the regular season. They only get one. There's no points awarded. And this one, they decided a couple of years ago to do something really gimmicky, which is basically pave over the football field at the LA Coliseum inside of it. So it's essentially a quarter mile track.
I know it's gimmicky, and like it's there. Like, I mean, there's not even room for racing. Like, two cars wide on this track can't even, like, there was some passing, and like the only passing that really happened was because they just kept spinning out because like they're these super tight turns. They can't get up to any speed. Like, but all that said, being in the Coliseum, like I could see that being way more interesting, having been there in person, being able to watch it now. Granted, I got pretty much what I wanted out of 50 laps, and the thing was like 150 laps.
Yeah.
That's just me as like not a huge like NASCAR guy, but
yeah, there's no investment.
All of this thing was so weird because like the stadium, the Coliseum, I can imagine would have been packed on Sunday because it was fully sold out. Saturday it got moved up to Saturday, so there was like nobody there. That you had to go through security, but they weren't checking any of our tickets, and I think everybody's getting refunded for their tickets. And then there's like nobody in the stadium, so you can just like sit wherever you want. Like it was crazy empty, except for like there was this huge Mexican contingent because they're having a NASCAR Mexico race afterward, and this is the first time a NASCAR Mexico race has ever happened in the U.S. and so like they're going really hard on this L.A. thing, and it was sweet. Other than that, it was like crazy empty. My dad went and rented headphones with race radio, so you could tune in to whatever driver you wanted and like listen to them talk to their teams.
Oh boy.
But it was
so many unnecessary n-words.
Yeah. You did hear a lot of guys just like cut, like swearing at each other on the radio. They like the drivers can't talk to each other, but like just being mad at themselves for doing something stupid. And yeah, it was fun. It's pretty cool to listen to it. It was obscenely expensive to rent these things.
Racing is so fun in the live environment. We went out to Dirt Cup a few years ago, which is up here in Washington, up north of Arlington.
Yeah.
And it's a quarter mile track, and it's like the, what are those little big wings sprint car, like the little
sprint cars.
They're not like the sprint cars.
Sprints and the modified.
Yeah. Just awesome. It was just like, Cool Keith, shout out to Cool Keith. He took me up there and was like, check out these cars.
What's up, dummy?
Going nuts. And you see like all the, like the little clay pellets that are part of the track getting kicked up and stuff. And it's like a huge mess. But then after the race, you just like walk down there and go see the cars right there off to the side in the pit area or whatever. And it's rad. But so
dirt track on Saturday night is amazing.
In order to make it a NASCAR event where you take the size of the car and the engines and stuff and you take it way bigger than that, that'd be awesome. Just the sound and smell of racing is so cool that if you put it in somewhere that's cacophonous like that, I think it would be real fun. Now, did Steven go with you or just your dreadlock brother?
I call him weed brother or teacher brother. Steven's a teacher and my other brother sells weed.
he teaches about weed, to be fair, I'm sure.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Someone should teach him that weed is legal and people are buying it legally without needing a weed dealer.
Well, that's what he does. He works at a
dispensary.
A shop.
Good for him.
And so my...
he's a bud tender.
Bud tender.
That's my fur baby.
Bud tender?
Yeah.
Fur baby?
Like, yeah.
I prefer fur burger.
Steven's son went, and Cage didn't make it. She was supposed to go on Sunday, but things with childcare for our other kid didn't work out, so Cage didn't go, which it does seem like the environment like perfectly suited for somebody named Cage.
Yeah, Cage is, for anyone just joining us, Cage is Brandon's wife, Catherine, and we call her Cage now to be more badass because she's so badass. So
Yeah, it sounds awesome. But yeah,
I wanted the family shot of all of you in the jorts.
Yeah. There were some good fashion.
So, Brandon, you posted a video of
such a sweet collection of mullets. I'm not even trying to say that to be like, oh, that's the funny thing to say about like a NASCAR race. I'm saying it because it's honestly an
observation. Well, they're in.
I mean, there were so many. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
No, I mean, not these ones. Not these ones.
You own it.
You posted one of my favorite videos of all time. I want it to be on Reddit because I think it would just go nuts. Same. It's one of those when you get a look at somebody that they're unsuspecting of you watching them, and so they act totally like an animal, not like a frontal lobed human worried with anxiety and problems. And you were sitting behind a guy who I don't like. It was like he was doing oral on a. Like a disposable packet of nachos.
It was way more than just that. It was way more than just that. That man was in there.
Yeah. It's like
he was trying to disembowel a nacho tray.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye. This guy, like, so he had that, like, that tray of, it's basically like a drink tray, but they put chips in half of it and then they pour nacho cheese in the other two spots. He was, like, turning this thing.
For the record, go ahead. We lost that in the modern era of competing to charge people $30 for food at like sporting events. I know I sound a million or whatever.
Yeah.
But we lost that particular order. Stadium nachos? Like the question used to be jalapenos or no? That used to be the only element to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like, do you want pulled pork or adobo? Like, no. Put the chips next to the cheese. Maybe if you're awesome, you smother it on there. I say that. I went to a Kraken game recently. And when I walked up to get my thing, my friend was buying me, she was buying me for my birthday, whatever you want. You want to get a helmet full of nachos? And I was like, I never got to do that as a kid.
Yes.
I never got to do that. I want to do that. Of all the times for a dude to recognize me, it was, shout out to the dude at the Kraken, who I was like, hey, you put multiple kinds of meat on there? And he's like, for you, I'll do whatever, man. And so he
wow.
He put,
will you do the thing that the dude at NASCAR did to his nachos to me?
I've got a bidet. It's clean in there, man.
Fill me with nacho cheese and eat it. Wait, what?
Just as a description, like if anyone doesn't know,
that's his buffalo sauce.
If anyone doesn't know, you get the full size, like a plastic helmet, and then they fill it up with like a couple things. He put 5 of the regular nacho containers full of chips into there, and then just started. It probably weighed close to 4 pounds I was walking away with it. There's no way I could have conquered that, but the guy was like, couldn't have been cooler. But all I really wanted in life was that same exact thing, only it being chips and cheese. I was just like, if only, and
yeah, right.
If I could have had that, I would have been the happiest 12-year-old ever. It did not happen.
These had to have been the most basic nachos that this dude had just like flipped his entire tray inside out to lick. What I'm trying to picture is you doing that to your helmet that was full of nachos.
Yeah.
Trying to like lick the cheese out of the inside of it, but you
trying to get face deep in the helmet.
Put the helmet in. Yeah, put your face like just deep in the helmet.
No, man, I'm too self-conscious. I can't do that.
In the helmet.
I'd be doing.
They need to make them a little bit more rubber, so that like you know, like those old poppet things that you would flip inside out like this, and you put down, and you'd go poof like that, and pop up into the air. So basically that, but full of nachos and huge. So that way you can just flip it around, lick the nacho cheese out, put it down, and then it just boots off to wherever.
And it gets, like, are you doing the full 4-finger scoop?
Oh. Dude, I mean, by the end, no. We got through about a third of it, and then we were like, this is all wasted because no two people should be able to get through this much food. Like, it was such a glorious gesture, and it made me feel really special, and I was like, it made me feel like what I'm doing matters sometimes. And so, like, I couldn't have been happier that the guy was, like, treating me nicely. But then also, I was like, this is, like, we could have, like, poured this on African children or something, and they could have, like, not starved. But instead, I'm just, like, dumping it in the compost at the end because there's no trash cans at Climate Pledge Arena. So, like, all right, well, yeah. Anyway, that was a perfect, like, he had what I think of, like, I can only describe as Costco nachos. Like, that's the only place that you find the simple elegance of life anymore like that is Costco. Yeah. Now, they don't actually have nachos there, which, note to Costco, if you're looking to sponsor a show, I recommend taking our advice and having a nacho tray available. It would be so easy to do. The training would be next to nothing. And we could all have delicious nachos.
Can you imagine that? The perfect
robots
selection.
Are making their pizza. Their robots can definitely make nachos.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The perfect selection. Hot dogs, pizza, nachos.
This
like,
is what
that's
I'm talking
all
about.
You need. And then you price them like $2 like they do the hot dogs and everything else. Like, oh, come
dude,
on.
Add a churro.
Let's go.
Let's go.
You know, dude, my Costco just got, I don't know if all Costcos are doing this, but my Costco just got rid of the churro.
What?
Yeah.
I think it's being phased out in a, I think.
Is that because it's Spokane? Is that racism?
Probably. They replace it with a big cookie, like a big chocolate chip cookie, which apparently
Well, wait. I mean, yeah. That's this guy, definitely geared more towards white people.
Costco will phase out the churros in early 2024. That's what I just saw. So, yeah,
so I at this back to this nacho guy because Gravy Gervin had a really good point. So I honestly took a video. I don't typically like. I'm like you, Gregor, when you said you were like, you have to post this thing on the internet. As somebody who's usually against posting things of people unaware on the internet, this has to go on the internet. I was like, yeah, you're right. Because usually I try to, you know, like, hey, this person's just doing their thing in public. They don't deserve
this. They're living life.
But also, I posted this and it struck a nerve because so many people were responding to me being either like disgusted by it or like, the things that they wish they could do in public.
Yeah,
people
right.
disgusted like, by it are just lying. They're saying that's stuff they want to do but can't say it.
Yeah. And so Gravy Gervin responded and said, that dude paid $21 for those nachos and he's going to get every single penny's worth.
You're damn right.
He's going to, until it squirts, jalapeno juice.
There's more in there somewhere. Just keep licking.
So who won?
Dude, I don't know. Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
That sucks.
That's right. FedEx number 11, Denny Hamlin.
Siege, I find it so funny that you're like it feels like such a split because, like, I don't really want to get into it, but, like, as a guy who could easily not love the number 11 car based on the last 6 months of your life, you're like, yeah, this is Denny Hamlin, number 11, let's go. I'm sorry, I'm just being so vague and it's not worth it. We'll just move on.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's all good. Yeah, I loved him before I loved, like, and I loved the car, of course. I loved the team. Well, brief history to make long story less long. The very first Daytona 500 win for Joe Gibbs Racing was by the number 18 car driven by a relative of mine, Dale Jarrett.
Oh.
And so since then, I have been a fan of Joe Gibbs Racing, no matter what make, whatever they do. And when they got an 11 car, I was like, hell yeah. I was working for FedEx at the time. They happened to sponsor the car. I was just like, yeah, let's go. And then Denny Hamlin jumped in there, and I was like, this guy's kind of a badass and a wild card. Dude, so I'm going to go for him.
Didn't Dale Jarrett also race for UPS?
Yes, he did. He did race for UPS.
So are you just like a shipping company?
I am just a fan of shipping companies. I also root for all the DHL cars and F1 and Indy. if there's any mail carriers out there, I'm rooting for
you. I'm glad to hear that you like this guy because he gets out and is like doing his victory lap, and then he's doing his donuts, and he gets out, he starts doing the interview, and everybody in the stadium is booing him. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he
like
plays into it. He plays into it, yeah.
Oh, he does. And my brother's sitting there like flipping him off. He's like, oh, yep. I hate this guy. He's such a bitch. Like, blah, blah,
he calls
blah.
Those the 11s. He's like, everybody's showing me the 11s.
He said, and I love it because it's like the line between like WWE and NASCAR right now is so thin. I feel like he's just about to come out there and just go full villain.
Yeah, he totally does it too.
Heel, yeah, he's gonna go full heel.
Things that he does when he wins and people are booing him, he's just like, he looks at the crowd and goes, "I just beat your favorite driver." And like,
yeah, he said that at the event. I was like, "That's so good." Yeah,
they question him like, "Who is that?" He's like, "All of them."
I won, so whoever your favorite is, I beat him.
Yeah. It's great. I love the heel turn. It's so funny.
That's like NASCAR was. It's been 2005, 2006, 2007 was at its biggest ever. So it's been almost 20 years since it was at its heyday or whatever. And so,
well, they tried flipping the cars and stuff like that, and changing all sorts of different things and upgrading them, and you lost a lot of people. Unfortunately, you know, there were tragic deaths of superstars like Dale Earnhardt when he passed, and they had been increasingly tinkering with the cars, making them safer, trying to lower the horsepower, which in turn ends up making them more dangerous because instead of the people being able to drive away from each other with more horsepower, they're now all forced to pack up and they're all in bunches because they cannot power away from each other. So in messing with a lot of that stuff, the quality of the product went down a bit. And I mean, it started coming up right before the pandemic and everything. And then just last year, they released this brand new car, which is the next gen or Gen 7, whichever you want to call it, which is basically all the cars are built exactly the same underneath the outside frame.
Yeah.
So as a way to quote unquote, make it even, because I don't know what just happened there. I just got a bunch of balloons flying past my screen.
Can I also say real quick before you finish, because my this is all very interesting and I'm very interested in it, but I also want to say that, like,
you can tell by his enthusiasm.
I want to say that the as long as I've known Siege, I would have never pegged him as a NASCAR guy, and even right now as he's like going off on all of this, I'm
Florida.
Like, well, that's the thing is like I was thinking that I was like, oh yeah, like wow, like he sure knows. Oh yeah, nope, Florida. Yep, yeah, no, that explains it.
Daytona, baby.
I knew a lot more when I lived in a redneck town. You know, like when I lived in Tucson, racing was circle racing was a big deal or whatever. And so these dry places where you can race all year long get a lot of attention. The Texas, the Arizona, the Phoenix, you know, that stuff.
I would love if they want. They should go full WWE scripted scripted races.
Have promos which and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. And like having like
Denny Hamlin's backstage with the Undertaker.
Yeah. But like what who would have guessed that the name of the guy who's the heel is Denny?
Hey. Yeah, I know, right?
Oh hey.
Hey, who was
the bad guy now?
Who was the guy that went to Purdue that was like he like studied like rocket science there or something? He was like a aerospace engineer. This is
He was in his spacing prime on his name right
about
now.
About 15 years ago.
Because
Yeah,
I'm spacing on his name right now, but even though he had a giant wreck that sent him to the hospital, and
Ryan Newman.
I am glad that he is, yes, Ryan Newman.
Rocket Man!
I'm
not That's what they
a
call
fan
him.
Of his, because on Dale Jarrett's last attempt at a race, he spun him out with his last attempt to get into the playoffs in his retirement season, so...
They call him Rocket Man, but I want him to be Red Rocket Man as a wrestler. I want him to be.
Yes.
See, okay. So what if, they instead of saying that all cars have to be the same, they say all cars have to be BattleBots, and they drive. So it basically becomes like, what's the roller derby roller derby, right? They skate around and they beat each other up. It's that, but BattleBots. And I know I'm saying this on the heels of you talking about a bunch of tragic deaths and stuff, but also
you get a bunch of spikes coming out of the wheels.
Yes. Yeah. And then like, so what maybe, so then Randy Red Rocket Newman can like can his car can have a spike come out of the front, like a red painted spike come out of the front to hit the guys in front.
No. What I want is I want it like a funny car. I want the skin to come up like then the Red Rocket to come out. I want it to be like an alligator face and the tongue, but it's a wiener. Ah, perfect. The Red Rocket was racing until what, 2021? I'm just kind of like reading up on him a little bit here. Rick Ware, it was announced. Select starts the number 51-4 Nationwide Series. Anyway, whatever.
That's guys, are we NASCAR guys now?
No.
This is NASCAR Talk Plus.
I'm not a NASCAR guy, but I do love motorsports, and so like I would gladly go to it. I would go watch whatever I'm in, but I'm already too invested in Formula One. I can't. Oh, what are we doing? Oh boy, are we watching Earnhardt die?
No, this is a crash last year. This is what Brandon wants: 41 yes. flips in the closing laps at Daytona. We're not allowed
to use this, so I don't know what I'm going to do with this segment of it. But it's for us to watch, I guess. But oh boy,
yeah, there's no sound. I did no sound.
Okay, well, I guess nerd talk. I don't know.
I mean, we can do nerd talk now, I guess, if you want.
Oh, I saw. Okay, here's this. While at NASCAR, I saw the spaceship.
Yeah, you did.
The spaceship.
Space Shuttle Endeavor.
Yeah. I saw the spaceship. Oh, okay.
I saw the spaceship.
That's the best text ever. Is Brandon just a photo of the Space Shuttle Endeavor getting put into the museum that's being built around it out there, and just the words, WTF is that?
I mean, I was just curious. I was like, hey... I thought A, we don't do space shuttles really anymore, and B, I thought they all launched in Florida, and C, this is in the middle of a city, so I'm not really sure what's going on here.
Do you remember a few years ago, Brandon? It's been 10 years ago now, probably, where they had the space shuttle Endeavor, as Siege pointed out, and they were like wheeling it around the streets of LA. They had it like on trucks. Oh, yeah. They were like taking it around so people could see it on its way to its final resting spot, which is the Cal Science, whatever it's called. What is it called? Cal Science Center?
So it's just been chilling there for like 10 years?
California Science Center, and they combine the two. Yeah, so they've had it in a hangar, which you could go... I've seen it before. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very similar to... If you've been to Kennedy Space Center, if you're a Siege fan and you've been out there, then like... It's that, and it's impressive and cool as could be, but now they're going to have it actually upright, where they're going to have the orange tank, which they had outside before, and they've got a couple SRBs, the solid rocket boosters, that are on the sides, and then they're putting Endeavor on it, And it's all going to stand outside. And like Siege said, they're building the museum around it. So that's like the focal center point of everything. They also have an SR-71 outside. It's like, it's right next to the, it's right next to the Banyo, or to the Banyo, excuse me, to,
So it's like the Banyo de California Stadium, which is now called BMO Field, which is confusing because that used to be in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then they've got
Banyo.
Then the Coliseum where the race was is right there in like the same parking lot. And then you have a space shuttle hovering. So like we parked basically, I think, in the parking garage for what will be that that part of the museum. But I hope, is it going to be outside, or are they going to build the museum?
No, they're actually going to build
inside.
Yeah, they're going to build the museum over it, kind of like the vehicle assembly building in Kennedy Space Center, which is cool. Where they stack all the rockets and everything that they wheel out to the launch pad. So
like
they're actually
like a giant Pez building that every time,
yeah,
like,
exactly. Exactly. Except they have to do it in reverse this way, because like they're not going to be able to build a giant door that you can just kind of slide an erect shuttle into the side. So,
hey, where's Red Rocket Hamlin? Is he an astrophysicist?
It's rocket science, baby.
I like that you call him. We're down to Hamlin. It's not even Newman is the guy's name. We're just like
pulling a Newman.
Fun fact about the rocket assembly building. What's it called? The vehicle assembly building.
Vehicle assembly building.
Yeah, in Florida, there on the Space Coast, the American flag is so massive. I think it's the biggest one that there is. It's so massive that the blue part with the stars on it is a little bit bigger than a professional basketball court, and so and that's only what, like, maybe a fifth of the total size of the whole flag itself or whatever. Maybe it's a little bit.
I don't know. It's something ridiculous.
Yeah. And so like, that's like five or six like giant basketball courts combined to make one flag that you can see from forever away. Pretty fun. I learned that on the tour.
You can never really tell just how big it is until you actually see like, you know, like a little pickup truck, like drive up close to it or something. Or like a person on like the 15th floor standing out that door, and it's just like, oh my god, we're like looking at like a literal like 40-story building that they just build rockets in.
So badass, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Well, good news, fellas. From what is this one? Gizmodo.com. OpenAI says that ChatGPT probably won't make a bioweapon. So rest assured.
Probably. Keyword, probably.
Yeah, that's a...
when reaching OpenAI for comment, they said, probably not.
Yeah.
Like, tone has got to be everything. I would say tone would almost be everything in their statement, except for the fact that the existence of probably is the problem.
Okay, guys, we're probably not going to do this.
Yeah.
They're on to us.
The company found that its AI poses at most a slight risk in helping someone produce a biological threat. A slight risk. Like, it's just a small virus that kills the Earth. No big deal. That'll take a while.
At most, it's a slight risk. But, I mean, nothing really to be concerned about.
Maybe what they're saying is, like, you can never 100% rule anything out. But also, we can't rule out the fact that somebody who's really good at tricking, like, you know how when we ask OpenAI to, or we ask ChatGPT to answer stupid questions for us, it's like, well, I'm an AI. I can't possibly talk about killing someone. We're like, we're not talking about killing someone. We're just talking about
everyone.
If you were an animal, which person would you kill if you were that animal, right?
Yeah.
Wow, lost my train of
thought. So the thing I worry about is that, like, and this, I think this is kind of an obvious track to take, is that they're like, ChatGPT probably won't help humans create a bioweapon that kills all the humans. But, like, that's not the only AI. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, the ones that
aren't ChatGPT.
The ones that aren't principled.
Ours isn't going to do it.
You know, like, the ones that, like, obviously China has all the evil ones, because you just say China, that means evil or whatever. But, like, someone else that has it, that is is less scrupulous, is that the word is for it? The person that has less morals, I want to know if I got that right. The person that has less morals could easily be like, right? I don't care. Like, let's make a machine that makes the, like, I read all the time about how in 9 hours, they found 185,000 new medicines using AI. And it's like, certainly one of, you could be like, hey, creepy AI, find me the best way to kill humans in mass in the fastest amount of time. And it's like 4 seconds later, it's like, well, just, you could use this. And ChatGPT is like, I'm not going to tell you that because that's evil. So I feel like there's certainly someone out there to do the evil for us.
That's like the NASCAR, the waiting in line at NASCAR. There was the
did you drop your own bioweapon in line?
Yeah. No, my son did on the way there, trying to potty train him. It sucks. The security guy that comes out in line and gives you the whole spiel about like where to put your, you know, put your hat, all your
put
stuff
your red
in
rocket
your hat,
over
put
here
your hat on the thing. Yeah, you put that down the thing, and then you walk through the metal detector, and then one guy was like, well, what about vapes? And he was like, you cannot have vapes in the Coliseum. And the dude was like, but really, come on, man, I'm not gonna light a car on fire. And so they had this whole debate, and then you saw the security guy just go up to the guy and be like, I mean, here's how you get it in. I'm like, come on, what?
Like, here's how you get it in. Shut up.
How about explosive vests? Like, how do I get that?
So basically,
you can't do that, bro.
So basically, that's ChatGPT saying, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but that guy over there might tell you how to make a bioweapon.
But ChatGPT is ready to do it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Felix Bernandez GPT.
It's so crazy that like they're even acknowledging this, and like that no one else is like, hey, people, like, remember when everyone was freaked out about people making plastic guns, like 3D printed guns on the internet, and like that's still probably a giant concern that we should worry about or whatever. But this one is like how to make biological weapons. It's like just behind someone's coding that's like, no, I'm not going to tell you. Like, yeah, what about for $20? Well, I mean,
like, why we're thinking way too big when it comes to like some of these weapons that we're worried about them making. It's like we're worried about the biological weapons and nuclear stuff. Like, yes, plastic printed guns. What about plastic knives, plastic explosives?
Dude, I can't even cut my chicken with a plastic knife. That thing breaks immediately.
What kind of chicken are you getting? Is it all kind of hormoned up?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's what gives it the flavor. The
Red Rocket
plastic
chicken. Hard as
I feel like the
bro.
People. The people
it's
that
Rhode
are gonna
Island Red Rocket.
Never. Red Rocket of the Sea brand. Newman.
Red Rocket of the Sea.
Newman's Red Rocket of the Sea.
Is this chicken or tuna?
Newman's Red
Newman's Rock. Own. Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Need to Photoshop that jar somewhere, boys.
Okay, dudes, we got to talk about this. Last week, leading up to the launch of the Apple Vision Pro, we were laughing about, is it legal to wear the goggles? Just to get everyone up to speed, basically, it's VR goggles, only $3,500. But these ones let you see past them. So, like, even though, if you put VR goggles on, you're, like, fully immersed in another world and you can't see anything. People come up and rob you right away, obviously. With these ones, you can actually see the outside world, and it does AR. They call it something else, probably because of lawsuit stuff, but it does AR, so you can be, like, you know, setting your thermostat or whatever, waving your arms in the air while the rest of the world is going on. We talk about putting a, what's the little worm guy from Pokemon
Weedle.
Go? Weedle, thank you. Putting a Weedle on your needle. This is similar
He's more
to
of a
that.
Cousin, Red Rocket. Isn't he?
What's that? Brandon?
Oh, I'm going to look Weedle up. He's a worm. Who am I thinking of?
Can't help you there. But so the
I know who you're thinking
Apple
of
Vision
the
Pro
name.
Goggles came out on Friday. $3,500 to get these things. There's a viral post that on Twitter that some 21-year-old dork posted video using the headset while driving, of course, in a Tesla, of course. It was in one of these, like, they call it autonomous, but it's not even close to autonomous modes. While he typed away like a weirdo on his imaginary keyboard or whatever, someone was recording the whole thing. Well, the next part of the video shows him pulled over on the side of the road by cops, which is obviously sweet justice. But last week on the show, we asked probably ChatGPT if it was legal or not, and the response was, "Yeah, it's legal. You can do that." And so the guy says he got arrested for it. And allegedly he was arrested. And so I feel like the whole thing is maybe a bit of a stunt. But it was amazing that someone immediately put this thing to use for the exact scenario that we said. Now, we all know, as Brandon pointed out,
they were obviously listening to us.
Obviously. Shout outs to probably Florida for this happening. I don't remember where it was. But, but like... Oh, my God. So... the thing that, what did you call it, the douchefecta, Brandon? Like, you know that guy was like clicking his emails about crypto trading. And I was like, that guy doesn't have crypto. 21, all he has is like $70,000 worth of debt. That's all that he really is like stacking up there. But cool, bro. So it happened almost immediately.
It's incredible when you think about that. Like, it was literally just something that we were joking about. Like, hey, this came out this week. Let's see if we can drive with it. And the fact that when I was looking that up, it said a bit right below it that it was going to be the new DWI driving while...
DUI under the... It was driving...
Driving...
Not driving while impaired, driving while influenced, driving... man. I'll have to look it up again. But yeah, it was crazy that California was going to pass the law.
Distracted while driving or something. It was like something like that. Like,
yeah, something like that. I'll look it up. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
My brain hurts, though. Oof, trying to think of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we talk about the game for it that someone came up with? Like, there's a cool game that I saw that, you know, sure, Netflix isn't available to it when you get it, but the people who make Pokemon Go, of all people, launched a game for it called Skatrix. Where you use, like, you create a skating world for your little, like, it looks like a little tech deck rider. And, like, so you put the things on, and you, like, look at your washing machine, and he can, like, do kickflips over the hole to the washing machine or whatever. And, like, you're controlling it. I'm guessing there's nice controls, and so you're, like, controlling it on your real world or whatever. That's probably $3,500 worth of fun, right?
That's like those Nokia phones that only had brick on them. It's like that is just what Apple has become. Is now you had the phone that could call people, text people, or play brick. Now you have an Apple phone or an Apple headset that can play AR tech deck or call people or look at the internet.
I wonder if it has Pokemon Go. You know, like
that would be cool.
I can imagine Cool Keith with his giant, you know, Castro beard outside of his house smoking cigarettes, like throwing Pokeballs to try and like
that would be cool, because you could actually like remember the whole craze when Pokemon Go first started was all about like the health benefits of it, right? Like walking around and doing all the stuff. Like now this thing you could actually like work in the arms, like actually throwing the Pokeballs.
Dude, what's gonna happen though is like someone's gonna be like doing the sex, and they're also gonna be like playing Minesweeper at the same time or whatever. Like,
partner's getting poked in the face. Just with the finger for Minesweeper.
Yes. I don't know. I was not surprised, but also very surprised that almost immediately someone was already making light of this. People are saying that he did it for clout and that it's like a stunt through and through. And I kind of agree with it because...
Of course.
I don't think you'll get arrested for doing it. You probably, like, get a ticket for it. I doubt that you're, like, immediately taken to jail for wearing that because I can't imagine.
The cops are like, that's not why we arrested you. This was against the law, but you got out and started calling everybody the N-word. That is why we arrested you.
That's why we were going to let
you go. Oh, no, you arrested me for my headset. Ugh. It's like, no. It's the hate crimes.
I saw somebody on the Seattle subreddit today saying that white Tesla drivers are the worst, and I was like, why has it got to be about race or whatever? And the person had to go back in and change the post to be like, the color of the car, dog. Like the, if you find, and then it was like, these foreign born assholes. And I was like, whoa, we can't go there either, dude. Like, you don't need to prove that you're okay. All right. I think about it. I think they might be right. That not the foreign part, but like my kid goes to some fancy school and we counted 27 Teslas in the parking lot one day. And like most of them are, people that, probably have never driven before that have now a like space car that they're whizzing around in. I want the autonomous mode to work sooner rather than later because of that. You guys know what a tardigrade is?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a tiny microbial, like...
it's not what happened to Brandon when he was in pooping his pants.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what they,
I misheard
that's
you.
That's what they put on my report card at the end of my fifth year.
We recommend Brandon repeats grade 5 because of his tardigrade tendencies. Tardigrades are these super small creatures that can survive, like, a flight to the space station, like, on the outside
what?
Of the thing. They, like, can live in space, and they don't die. They're, like, these, like, little organisms, and they can go dormant.
Are they, like microorganisms?
Let me see if I can get the actual...
Yeah. They're, like... within cells, like they're very, very.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, are they like those little tiny ants that you get when you leave the sugar out too much, or is that just a Florida thing? Like, I know because I know
on to the edge of
the,
hang on to the edge of
the space
shuttle.
All over the SpaceX place. Cause you're one of those
their back two legs are flopping around.
Yeah.
You might know them as their more common name, water bears, They can survive, like, around the vents of, like, volcanoes. They can...
Why'd you look at me like that, Brandon? I've even got a shirt on today.
let me just update the template here. He's our own water bear.
I was just imagining, like, being on the space station, you probably don't have to worry about a lot of things. So, like, if you... accidentally spill a little honey or something sweet on the counter, you're not worried about ants. Then just out of nowhere, a bunch of little ants start crawling. God damn it!
That's how you get ants.
Well, Elon. So shout outs to my buddy Vincent. He's a middle schooler at some school or whatever.
What's
and
up, dummy?
He uses his mom's family friend. He uses his mom's phone to text me, and he was like, he hit me up today to be like, hey, what's the coolest science story you've heard? And I was like, ah, dude, like, I did 10 years of smoking bongs, dude. I don't remember what I heard earlier, like, let alone what I talked about today on the radio or ever. So, like, I can't. Now, this brain doesn't function like that. I was like, why? What's the coolest thing you've ever heard? And he was like, no. I have homework, and I'm trying to figure out something to talk about. And so, like, you know science stuff, so what is it? And I was like, okay. So I looked up a few things, okay, and said that to him, fine. But then he sent this back to me, and it's like, human researchers have figured out how tardigrades can survive for like decades dormant in space and come be brought back to life so easily. So I started to read it, and then I realized how dumb I actually am and like how I fake being smart for this with my use of words, because as soon as it said it was something having to do with free radicals, I was like, oh, like the band? That's New Radicals. Okay.
In a brand partnership from the label and tardigrades.
In defense, as soon as you said that, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, it's just like... Here's like a 12-year-old being like, ah, these idiots. Like, and trying to like,
it sounds like that kid should be producing our show.
I was gonna say, get that kid on for our production.
It sounds like that kid should be hosting our show. Okay, like
that kid would give us more feedback than Steven.
Yeah. What does that kid think? Randy Rocket Newman is like. What are his opinions about that? Yeah, he can't host this show.
Yeah.
He's a child, so I'm going to leave my opinion on out of here, whatever. But yes, I
forgot about that.
I hear you, though, okay? So, I can't talk about the rest of this because the jokes just write themselves, and I've made it about kids. So I'm just going to, like, I'm going to leave. Gets real red rockety here from here on out on tardigrade land. So moving on. Anyone else have anything else? Okay, finally, I don't know if I believe this story or not, but from Gizmodo.com, big shout-outs to them this week. Your phone is not listening to you, says the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like...
That article was written by a phone.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm like, sounds like the type of thing a phone would say. Yeah, they're trying to tell us that, like... In the article that, like, at one point, the targeted advertising became so good because they could tell what your likes and dislikes were, but that at no time is it actually listening to you. And I call absolute BS on that. There is,
yeah,
unless the only thing it could possibly do, and like, I don't know what this phenomenon is called. There's like a psychological thing to it where like my buddy bought a Mustang car, not the horse. He's not a centaur. And he bought a Mustang. And then like everywhere I would look, I would see the new Mustang. I'd be like, damn, everyone's buying these. And so there's like that phenomenon
it's
where like
when you hear a new word and then you,
everyone's like, using it all of a sudden.
All the time
yeah.
after that. Yeah. yeah.
Or, yeah. And so
like Red Rocket
or Bay, if you're John Manley, shout out to John Manley. But
what's up, dummy?
Yeah, so it's like one of those things where like it's some sort of bias where you're now looking where your brain is like not tuning those words out anymore. And so like for instance, I went out with a person and the next day that person was like, "My phone is serving me up ads for chess." And I feel like that's because you were talking about chess so much and I'm like, "Yeah."
I actually had a friend who worked for Google. In Boulder, Colorado, and he would explain to me that the way that a lot of that stuff works, he's like, of course your phone's not listening to you and it's not looking at you. And it's the people who are connected on Wi-Fi and in the same room together as the Wi-Fi. It's like stuff that you, because everything, like some of these apps know everything that's in your phone. And like, God forbid you download a, like, there's some shopping apps that have literally that give you literal access to everything in your
phone. Zulily.
But and it, you are the product. You become the product. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're getting 94% off of this, you know, $1,000 thing, but you're the product because what it does is it everything that you search, everything that you look at when in your pictures, it does like the searching of the pictures.
Oh yeah.
In your pictures, like when you take the screenshots of like, you know, products that you're doing. And if you're connected on Wi-Fi with other people in the same area, what happens is it attributes it all together to the same people. So it's like, so it's not listening to the group conversation, but if you guys are in the same area long enough, it's associating all of the, you know,
it's like people spend these well, and it can assume, I mean, I feel like there's even like a, like they can assume, oh, these people congregate in the same places, therefore they might be interested in the same things, like let's serve them up stuff like this. Or I think like, yeah, if you like, I'll be hanging out with my one buddy who's super into whiskey and I'm not into whiskey at all, so I've never looked up anything like on my phone related to these specific like brands that he talks about, and then all of a sudden it pops up on my phone. I'm like, oh, like that's, it had to have, I don't think the speaker's on or the mic is on and it's listening to me, but I think that there is something about like, he's looked it up on his phone. We are like in proximity with each other. It recognizes that these people are,
wait a second,
or their phones are related.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Or on this, like the same Wi-Fi or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So I love Mountain Dew. And then I start hanging out with someone who goes to wine tastings, and suddenly I'm being served content for making wine out of Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
Dude, you saw that too.
Yes, I saw that too.
Why don't you pass this along to me? I want this.
I don't know, but I assume that Brandon saw it because I looked at it, and then it was like, hey, you said a lot of stuff to these people. You like this? I think that's
what
it is.
That's how it happens.
I think it's like with music. There's like a song and there's like 100 different character flags on it. And it's like when you listen to a song and you listen to it again, it's like, okay, it likes these types. Let's see what other songs are close enough to it. Let's see how far we can deviate before the person is disinterested. Yeah. And it's like, it's trying to navigate through this, like lining up enough little points of interest. And so like, if you're getting together with your friend and you both like the, you both like MLS.
Free radicals.
free radicals.
Then, like, it's going to be like, okay, well, they both like that, so I wonder if they would like rugby, because that's a similar fan base. It's similarly niche. Let's see if we can put that. And we just talked about NASCAR forever, but, like, when we get together in the same room with other people, the same Wi-Fi, as you say, Siege, and it's like, okay, well, all of these people kind of have these few things in common, so just throw stuff out there and see what happens. Only their AI is smart enough now, and their algorithms are smart enough, rather, that it's like, it can be better predictive than I can come up with on the fly. It's got to be to that effect.
I feel like now I'm going to be watching. I think the other thing that happened, like, your confirmation bias thing is interesting because I often think people are like, oh, it's listening to me. It's like, no, you literally Googled that thing, said, I accept your cookies, and then now you're seeing the advertisements everywhere because you've done that thing, right? Like, I Googled a pan that I ended up buying cage for
Hexclad.
Christmas, and like...
That's a very thoughtful husbandly gift.
Alclad, or no, not Alclad, what was it? Oh, what are they called? Caraway? Something like that? But they're really, really great pants. But I Googled it, bought the product, and then am still receiving 90% of my advertisements are from that company. I'm like, you guys, I did the thing. I could not possibly buy anything more from you. I bought everything that you have. Please stop bothering me.
You know how I know I'm a good friend? My friend had tonsil stones and sent me a picture. Gross. And I was like, okay, I've been served on TikTok so many times ads for like... Because I, like, do teeth stuff a lot, right? Because of the Invisalign. And so there's, like, let's take it a step further. And it's, like, a sprayer for getting rid of tonsil stones. I don't have tonsil stones, but, like, whatever if you do or whatever. And so yesterday she was like, hey, I need I've got these tonsil stones. And I was like, okay. And I went into my TikTok and searched for the thing. And now it's over. Now it's just going to be like, hey, do you want to buy this thing? You want to buy it? Hey, you want to see some more tonsil stones? What's wrong with you, bud? Brandon's face is like, you just... dropped a tonsil stone in there.
I feel like I was thinking about today about how few words we use, like how like you guys heard that study where like every like on average people know, you know, it's like a pretty small number of words, like 5,000 words, but typically in your day-to-day life only use like 400 of them. And I don't know, I'm like making those numbers, but it was a crazy number like that. But I was just thinking about how I feel like earlier today, I was like, man, I don't feel like I've learned anything completely brand new that's like taking me by surprise in a really long time.
Tonsil stones.
Today, tonsil stones is that thing. Like, I did not know that that was a thing that existed.
Yeah, you ever
it is blowing my mind right now.
You ever had like a little, it's like a little white chunk. It's like a...
The second time I died from surgery was getting my tonsils out because I got those things so bad.
I've had a couple.
I feel like this
it's
is
the
a
worst
thing
smelling
that, like,
thing ever. It's like a little chunk of
invented last week, and everybody, like you guys, this like feels like everybody else decided that we're all going to trick Brandon into thinking that tonsil stones is a thing, and then it goes all the way to the top because I Googled it and it's everywhere, and I'm like, this is a real thing.
Dude, I had a girlfriend who would not eat peanut butter because, like, the next day she would have these, like, ridiculously smelling tonsil stones that would hurt, and then she'd start reaching in her mouth and flicking them out, and, like, I mean, Grant, yeah, the relationship didn't go much further, but, like...
Siege, you could not keep putting your peanut butter down there.
Listen, I can't promise anything.
Red Rocket. Yum.
Yum.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Okay, finally. I don't know if I believe this story or not, but from Gizmodo.com, big shout outs to them this week. Your phone is not listening to you. Says the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like...
That article was written by a phone.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm like, sounds like the type of thing a phone would say. Yeah, they're trying to tell us that, like, in the article that, like, at one point, the targeted advertising became so good because they could tell what your likes and dislikes were, but that at no time is it actually listening to you. And I call absolute BS on that. There is...
Yeah.
Unless the only thing it could possibly do, and like, I don't know what this phenomenon is called. There's like a psychological thing to it where, like, my buddy bought a Mustang car, not the horse. He's not a centaur. And he bought a Mustang. And then, like, everywhere I would look, I would see the new Mustang. I'd be like, damn, everyone's buying these. And so there's like that phenomenon
it's like
where,
when
like,
you hear a new word and then you.
Everyone's like, using it all of a sudden.
All the time after that.
And so,
like Red Rocket
or Bay, if you're John Manley, shout out to John Manley. But
what's up, dummy?
Yeah, so it's like one of those things where like it's some sort of bias where you're now looking where your brain is like not tuning those words out anymore. And so like For instance, I went out with a person, and the next day that person was like, my phone is serving me up ads for chess. And I feel like that's because you were talking about chess so much. And I'm like, yeah.
I actually had a friend who worked for Google in Boulder, Colorado. And he would explain to me that the way that a lot of that stuff works, he's like, of course your phone's not listening to you and it's not looking at you. And it's the people who are connected on Wi-Fi and in the same room together as the Wi-Fi. It's like stuff that you, because everything, like some of these apps know everything that's in your phone. And like, God forbid you download a, like, there's some shopping apps that have literally, that give you literal access to everything in your
Zulily.
Phone.
Yeah.
But, and it, you are the product. You become the product. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're getting 94% off of this, you know, $1,000 thing, but you're the product because what it does is it everything that you search, everything that you look at when in your pictures, it does like the searching of the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
In your pictures, like when you take the screenshots of like, you know, products that you're doing. And if you're connected on Wi-Fi with other people in the same area, what happens is it attributes it all together to the same people. So it's like, so it's not listening to the group conversation, but if you guys are in the same area long enough, it's associating all of the you know, whatever
it's like IP these people spend these well, and it can assume, I mean, I feel like there's even like a, like they can assume, oh, these people congregate in the same places, therefore they might be interested in the same things. Like, let's serve them up stuff like this. Or I think like, yeah, if you like, I'll be hanging out with my one buddy who's super into whiskey, and I'm not into whiskey at all. So I've never looked up anything like on my phone related to these specific like brands that he talks about. And then all of a sudden it pops up on my phone. I'm like, oh, like that's, it had to have been, I don't think the speaker's on or the mic is on and it's listening to me, but I think that there is something about like, he's looked it up on his phone. We are like in proximity with each other. It recognizes that these people are,
wait a second,
or their phones are related.
Yeah, wait a
or
second.
Or on this, like the same Wi-Fi or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So I love Mountain Dew, and then I start hanging out with someone who goes to wine tastings, and suddenly I'm being served content for making wine out of Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
Dude, you saw that too.
Yes, I saw that too.
Why don't you pass this along to me? I want this.
I don't know, but I assume that Brandon saw it because I looked at it, and then it was like, hey, you said a lot of stuff to these people. You like this? I think that's
what
it is. I'm
sure that's how it happens.
I think it's like with music. There's like a song, and there's like 100 different character flags on it, and it's like, when you listen to a song, and you listen to it again, it's like, okay, it likes these types. Let's see what other songs are close enough to it. Let's see how far we can deviate before the person is disinterested. Yeah. And it's like, it's trying to navigate through this, like lining up enough little points of interest. And so like, if you're getting together with your friend and you both like MLS,
free radicals,
free radicals,
then like, it's going to be like, okay, well they both like that. So I wonder if they would like rugby because that's a similar fan base. It's similarly niche. Let's see if we can put that. And we just talked about NASCAR forever, but like when we get together in the same room with other people, the same Wi-Fi as you say, Siege, and it's like, okay, well all of these people kind of have these few things in common, so let's just throw stuff out there and see what happens. Only their AI is smart enough now, and their algorithms are smart enough rather, that it's like it can be better predictive than I can come up with on the fly. It's got to be to that effect.
I feel like now I'm going to be watching. I think the other thing that happened, like your confirmation bias thing is interesting because I often think people are like, oh, it's listening to me. It's like, no, you literally Googled that thing, said, I accept your cookies. And then now you're seeing the advertisements everywhere because you've done that thing, right? Like I Googled a pan that I ended up buying Cage for
Hexclad.
Christmas. And like,
that's a very thoughtful husbandy
all
gift.
Flat, or no, not all flat. What was it? Oh, what are they called? Caraway? Something like that. But they're really, really great pants. I Googled it, bought the product, and then am still receiving 90% of my advertisements are from that company. That I'm like, you guys, I did the thing. I could not possibly buy anything more from you. I bought everything that you have. Please stop bothering me.
You know how I know I'm a good friend? My friend had tonsil stones and sent me a picture. Gross. And I was like, okay, I've been served on TikTok so many times ads for like because I like do teeth stuff a lot, right? Because of the Invisalign. And so there's like, let's take it a step further. And it's like a sprayer for getting rid of tonsil stones. I don't have tonsil stones, but like, whatever if you do or whatever. And so yesterday she was like, hey, I need, I've got these tonsil stones. And I was like, okay. And I went into my TikTok and searched for the thing. And now it's over. Now it's just going to be like, hey, do you want to buy this thing? You want to buy it? Hey, you want to see some more tonsil stones? What's wrong with you, bud? Brandon's face is like, you just dropped a tonsil stone in there.
I feel like I was thinking about today about how few words we use, like how, like you guys heard that study where like every, like on average people know, you know, it's like a pretty small number of words, like 5,000 words. And, but typically in your day to day life only use like 400 of them. And I don't know, I'm like making those numbers, but it was a crazy number like that. But I was just thinking about how I feel like earlier today, I was thinking, man, I don't feel like I've learned anything completely brand new that's like taking me by surprise in a really long time.
Tonsil stones.
Today, tonsil stones is that thing. Like, I did not know that that was a thing that existed.
Yeah, you ever,
it is blowing my mind right now.
You ever had like a little, it's like a little white chunk. It's like a.
The second time I died from surgery was getting my tonsils out because I got those things so bad.
I've had a couple.
I feel like this
is the worst
thing
smelling
thing
ever. It's like a little chunk of
invented last week, and everybody, like you guys, this like feels like everybody else decided that we're all going to trick Brandon into thinking that tonsil stones is a thing, and then it goes all the way to the top because I Googled it and it's everywhere, and I'm like, this is a real thing.
Dude, I had a girlfriend who would not eat peanut butter because, like, the next day she would have these, like, ridiculously smelling tonsil stones that would hurt. And then she'd start reaching in her mouth and flicking them out. And, like, I mean, Grant, yeah, the relationship didn't go much further. But, like,
Siege, you cannot keep putting your peanut butter down there.
Listen, I can't promise anything.
Red Rocket. Yum.
Yum.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!